All set.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark. Okay, good evening, everybody. It is the Derby Cultural Commission greeting everyone out there at home and businesses to our January 23rd meeting. And we're going to get started with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We're going to do the roll call now. The roll call is we will call Susan Schroeder, chair, here. Ian Schroeder, treasurer.
Here.
Okay. And the rest of the members have either moved or, for lack of time, were unable to continue with the Derby Cultural Commission, and which is why we're on a recruitment drive, big recruitment drive. We'll talk about that in the agenda. So right now we're going to open up the meeting. Actually, we need to call to order at 6:12, and we're going to open up to the public portion. So any member of the public who wishes to speak, you may. Just bear in mind that the agenda calls to discuss the 350th anniversary of Derby, and that will be held at the very end of the meeting, so as many people can join in as possible. And we can kind of dig into some details with that too. So, and any 350th anniversary celebration items will hold off to the end. So first call, anybody from the public wish to speak? Quiet. Okay. Anybody else, any second call? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay. Last call for the public wish to speak? All right, we'll close it out to the public and move into our old business. And we normally would be approving minutes. We're going to table those right now. To be truthful, we've been a little bit behind on the minutes over the holidays. We need to transcribe from our last meeting, which was November. So that would be the minutes that we would be approving if we had transcribed them from November. For those who want to know what happened for November's meeting, please feel free to refer to the minutes of November and the actual video or audio portion that's recorded for you by the city. And you can hear everything that happened at that meeting. It was chock full of events. And we'll get those minutes to you, I promise. Now, next on the agenda is a treasurer report. And Ian is our treasurer, and he's going to report. Here on the agenda, we have October, November, and December. Ian, you want to give us a report for what you have? And I'm asking for expenses only.
For October?
Yes, please.
October, we had the Marvin display on October 12th. And that was for the flag raising event for $41.57. And then we had candy for Halloween event, October 24th, 2022, and that's for $47.84. And for November.
Okay, going back to October, what flag raising was that?
Flag raising.
Was that Italy? Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Okay, November?
For November, there's only one thing that we spent that was actually for the tree lighting in December, but it was paid November 15th for Royal Flush, and that was $260.76.
Okay, December?
For December, we had one other thing from the tree lighting that was $54.08. And that was a couple items that we bought from the convenience store.
Maybe, I think it was, wasn't it the coffee pot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the coffee pot.
Okay. So that's October, November, December. to hold those Halloween events, the flag raising and the tree lighting was nominal expenses, actually. The reason is that we get a lot of donations when we go out to the local businesses. They're very happy to work with the Cultural Commission, very happy to donate anything that we ask for, actually, whether it's gift certificates, whether it's coffee donations, you know, anything like that to help make our functions more fun. You know, we're really lucky in that respect. We just ask and we receive. And that is really a wonderful thing about, one of the wonderful things about being on the Cultural Commission is working out there in the public, working with businesses and getting to know the community and finding out just how wonderful and generous people are. They come together to make these events happen for the people. Now, as far as the final balance for year ending 2022, what are you showing?
I'm seeing for December 31st, we have $631.
Repeat that, please.
$631.
Okay, $631 was the final. Okay. Now, these are numbers that reflect our expenses. Now, Mr. Treasurer, you're not able to always get invoices that reflect all the expenses. Is that true?
No.
Okay, so also some of the expenses from our budget come in the form of our concert series.
Mm-hmm.
And the concert series is significant. You know, we put on 3 months worth of concerts. And so that will be in the financial analysis somewhere. And that fee was about, I want to say, $9,000. So our budget starts off with $10,000 in the fiscal year, approximately. And, you know, we use it very well. I think people feel like our presence is strong and that they're receiving something for their tax dollars. And there's a lot of enjoyment, a lot of festivities, a lot of public relations, a lot of social media. There's something for children. There's something for young adults. There's something for senior citizens. So that is the report from the treasurer.
Yep.
All right. Now, next on the agenda, we want to talk a little bit about the tree lighting ceremony and toy drive, mostly thanks and praise. Again, to reiterate, it's a fantastic community that come together to make all of these things happen for the people. Everybody has a part in making it absolutely wonderful, and we receive fantastic compliments. So we want to personally thank Derby High School Music Director Jeffrey Brooks, Bradley Elementary School Music Director Maureen Zahara, commercial entities like soloist Paula Petanella, she was fantastic, and Starbucks for their donations for the hot cocoa and the coffee, the Pepe family for their wonderful holiday horse, beautiful, it looked like one of those Budweiser horses, and it was decorated to the nines with Christmas colors. We also want to thank city departments, the Derby Public Works, making, I think this year, the Derby Green was even more spectacular than I remember it. The lighting was a little bit different, I thought. Derby Finance, and of course, Storm Engine for their Santas. We ended up having two Santas delivered for the price of one. And I'm teasing, the Santas donated their time. So we vectored one off to St. Mary's, their tree lighting ceremony, and then we had our very own also. That just was a very positive thing. It started out a little confusing. It got better though. We want to also thank volunteers Franny Pepe, the mayor's executive assistant, who really was behind the scenes working great things. Fred Pokrowski, who was our Santa. Elizabeth Bolomowski, who is always a very wonderful, positive volunteer for all events, especially where she gets to dress up. She loves that. And Jillian Bonham, who once again donated some of her Christmas art in the form of cardinals and birds that were for sale. They were beautiful. Okay, so that's old business. Oh, and by the way, the tree lighting ceremony was in December because of the snow date or rain date or cold date or something. And it just felt so much more festive. And actually, we feel like it was packed, more people, I think, because it didn't compete with Black Friday, is what we were told. All right. Next on the agenda, I have cultural event planning and outreach. So we started off the new year, very exciting. First, for January, we did recognize Martin Luther King Day, and we did all of that on social media. we promoted all the downtown businesses by Black entrepreneurs. There's many in Derby. And they're doing a super job. You know, they've been here a couple of years now, and I think they're vested. So we definitely want to uplift them and recognize them for Martin Luther King Day. We got a lot of positive feedback on that. It's just really wonderful. And check our Facebook to see who those owners are if you don't know who they are. Also, we've been working with Connecticut Murals. They are wishing to come to town and invest in art murals, whether standalone or whether using buildings that we find through working with local owners. And all that art is very trendy, colorful, it's in good taste, and the artists are professional, and they mentor to they would mentor to Derby youth or students their time, talent, and their tools. So this is something that we want to embrace because all the other cities are embracing it. And it's fun to have some of the old culture, you know, war memorials and all that kind of thing. But it's nice to have modern and new, something that the youth can embrace. So that's Connecticut Murals. And next, we're talking with Catholic War Vets regarding possibly coordinating together for Derby Day, our resources this coming summer. Those are very preliminary. No details whatsoever are worked out. And we're going to be talking at the end of the meeting to gather names to start our very preliminary planning for the Derby's 350th anniversary celebrations, which would be technically May 13th of 2025, I think, is the date, would be the technical birthday celebration. So we've taken the liberty of doing a lot of research, looking into a lot of the old records that when Derby held their 325th and their 300th anniversary. And the 300th anniversary was a major blowout celebration. It looked like it went on for a whole week. A lot of money was invested in that. You know, you had a lot of thriving businesses, and it was just amazing, the creativity. In fact, they even had an Indian museum. I think that was on Main Street. I couldn't believe it. You know, our local Indian tribes here, which is something we should embrace and be doing anyway. Just like food for thought for our 350th peeps that hopefully will be at the end of this meeting. So, we're looking for input from all sides. We've got some entities that have approached us already that have their own anniversaries coming up to coincide with the 350. So they want to partner with us, and we're excited about that. The Sterling Opera House Revival Committee, that is something that's brand new. Hi, Mark. I'm surprised you're not at that. And that's tonight. They're having a meeting tonight. And we're not, that's just in the very preliminary stages. I think they're going to do a feasibility study just to see if they, can put all the logistics into place to even think about getting it off the ground. Because, when you look back, back in the 80s, when they discussed the Sterling Opera House revival, it was projected to be like millions and millions of dollars back then. So, but you want to, we want to utilize all the grants that I know there's historic building grants by the state of Connecticut that might be possible to access. And you want to uplift the people that feel strongly about this. And if they can't get off the ground, they certainly can help with the 350th. Next, social media, Facebook success. We just want to promote ourselves a little bit. We've tripled our members since 2019. We're still just barely 700 followers, but it's local, it's statewide, it's national. We've even got a few countries. I think we're just building partnerships and relationships to make Derby more dynamic in terms of art and culture. So, that's a very big plus for us too, besides doing our traditional ceremony events held all year. And that ends the old business, new business. Our 2023 calendar. It's too much of me talking. But I guess that's how you find things out. Okay. Normally, our cultural commission has at least 4 to 6 people on it. And we're all talking at the same time, practically. And that's when they were live meetings, when we hold them at the Alder Chambers. So this is just, weird up here doing all the talking. But fun, but it's different. Now, so for the calendar, it's just a rough draft, all marked up. It's the feeling of the administrators and Derby Cultural Commission that we should continue the flag raisings. Those are at a nominal cost, and it's just a fantastic way to give recognition to all the different cultures, all the different people from all the different countries here in town. So that's doable, and we want to continue that. So we're going to implement that into the calendar, the flag raisings. Martin Luther King, we did Martin Luther King because we did the recognition of the business owners. That was small, but it'll get bigger when we have more people helping. As far as Black History Month for February, we're excited to say that we're going to be able to display some of the student artwork related to Black History Month, and that will be, looks like it's going to be in the glass encasements on the first floor of Derby City Hall, so that as people come in to do their business with the city, permits, taxes, just development, developers coming in, they will get to see the city's recognizing Black History Month through student art as one form. And that's just the beginning. Then we'll have St. Patrick's Day. The next best thing, next great thing will be Easter. And normally that's on the green, the Derby Green. We're gonna definitely be soliciting for donations for that. That's not a costly thing whatsoever. We already have some of the inventory from last year. So we're looking forward to holding that on the green. It's important to have the seasonal events on the Derby Green because a lot of the downtown residents look forward to and depend on, the ease of getting there and the beauty of the green too. So, and we also know that other entities will be having the Easter event. I think the Catholic War Vets does theirs and possibly the Sons of Italy too, I thought I read. May will be Cinco de Mayo flag raising, and there's a Memorial Day parade. It looks like the parade itself is on the 29th, starting from Shelton. And I don't know how involved, you know, we'll be with that because it's its own standalone event. The 28th is the actual service with place to be determined. June, we'll be popping into flag raising with Pride Month. and then the rest of the year, probably fiscal year 2020, well, fiscal year starting July, we're going to start planning for Derby Day. Derby Day is going to be sometime in July or August. There was talks about connecting it with the 4th of July event, but that's not going to be possible. So anyway, it'll be good. anybody's welcome. You know, you have questions about Derby Day, you have thoughts, ideas, you know, you anything like that, please feel free to contact us either through our social media, Facebook. You can email us. You can, you know, there's ways to communicate to it. You can become a member. You can become a Cultural Commission member or volunteer. And we can meet more than just here on the Zoom, as a matter of fact, for those that are very interested. As a matter of fact, the 350th will probably be meeting at least twice a month for that planning. Then the fall, of course, will be, you know, the concert series is going to fit in there somewhere too. I think that we stretched it out. It was beautiful. Last year, we did something like July through October or something. So that'll coincide nicely. And that brings us right into, you know, October, the fall, the Halloween events, and then the tree lighting. That's the calendar. It's not that much different than last year. Maybe just some events are scheduled, maybe a little later or a little earlier. And we're going to be putting our stuff, all the inventory in storage. Can't wait. That's going to be next week. Been a lot of inventory now, and it's taken up a lot of space. It needs to get stored. Again, please, this is a call under new business, call for commission members. We've already put out a press release, probably going to do something on YouTube. Being on the Derby Culture Commission is really fun. And some of the people that were in the Cultural Commission 10 years ago were babies. Now they're almost graduated from high school. They can come on board as junior Cultural Commission members. They actually were very helpful for the tree lighting. But also anybody else, a lot of people, we have a lot of followers on Facebook, and you comment a lot, you contribute all the time, you're very, very supportive, and you know, you can contribute as much or as little time as you want to many projects, to one project. If you love business, you can help do the outreach to marketing and supporting our local businesses and getting donations. If you like kids, you're welcome to help out with our Halloween and Easter events. Maybe you're a more organized type. You would like to do minutes. You know, we need everybody, and we need all levels of people too, I might add. And you know, it's better to be, the Cultural Commission should be fully represented by everybody from the city, not just two Italians at this point. And I think that is it. That is pretty quick. Our next Zoom meeting date will be Monday, February 27th at 6 p.m. And we burned through that pretty quick. So I think we can open this up now to, I don't know how to do this, Mark, because it's not a public portion. How do people contribute at the end of the meeting if it's not a public portion? Mark, are you there? Or did you go to that Sterling Opera House.
Yes, I'm here.
Don't you want to be at the other meeting too?
There's nobody else than me in the waiting.
I couldn't understand you. It's getting all garbled.
Very choppy.
There's nobody else in the waiting room here.
Oh, okay. Wow. What happened to all those enthusiastic 350?
There's nobody in the waiting room here.
Okay.
Just you and Ian and myself.
Okay. So, Mark, if there were people in the waiting room, then you could let them in, even though it's not the public?
Oh, yeah, I would have. If they were there, I would have let them in before, but nobody's tried to sign in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then maybe I'll just babble a little bit about the 350, Mark, and then I just need 5 minutes for that, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
I'm assuming that. Can you, Mark, but if there are people watching, can you see that?
If they were watching, they would have to log in. So they would log in.
Okay, so then you would see that, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'd be able to see it, too, if you look at the participants.
Yeah, with the participants.
Like last time, I think, when we had a meeting from November. Okay. Well, then this is just really for the record.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then for the record, see, we had a lot of people approach us and approach friends of ours, approach other community members that we work with all the time, and everybody's percolating and popping and, you know, excited and, you know, there's all sorts of social media too, talking about the 350th anniversary of Derby. So that's a really good thing. We want to capture all that energy, you know, and harness it into some kind of organized way. And everybody would be free to, you know, have a part in it. They could be the chair, the co-chair. They could just be a volunteer. And, you know, there's lots of literature about the 300th and the 325th anniversary that's available to read and look at the Derby Neck Library, but also the city has a copy. But, you know, we're also open to everything and anything new. Like one of the things we wanted to start off with was to have just the, you know, the lanterns for, I think, the first of the year. You know, residents would light up their driveways with, you know, white lanterns, and, you know, we'd start off the 350th that way. There's a time capsule, which I know, I thought I knew that there was two buried at each, the 300th and the 325th. But I guess this would be the time that they would be digging it up. But we would also, of course, you know, be working to have our own time capsules. And that's probably going to be working with the public schools. So for volunteers, you know, we would really need people to be working with, you know, the Board of Education to get the students involved in this. All the different levels that there possibly could be. So it's just, I think, you know, we're going to have to put out another press release because we're just not getting, you know, we're just not getting the synergy. People on social media, they appear to be excited, but we don't want to let too much time go by because we've got a whole year and a half to prepare to lift this thing off the ground. So, putting out an appeal. Okay. And that, I think with that, we'll conclude the January Cultural Commission meeting for everybody. And thank you for those who will tune in later. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Ian.
Okay. Bye.
Ciao.
All right. Thanks, folks. 6:42 p.m.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a good night.